You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Got a little diamond notes right now.
All right.
Brought to you by London Jewelers. Mr. Hal Steinbrenner spoke to the media today, and on the Yes Network, he spoke with my colleague and friend, Meredith Marakovitz, and she asked him, Hal, what impresses you about Anthony Volpe?
He's a really tough guy, you know, very professional, work ethic impeccable, everything you need to perform in New York, which we all know is a difficult place to play any sport. He's just got all those things. I mean, he conducts himself as if he's been here, you know, 5 years.
Now, Hal was asked, are you concerned about starting Volpe's service time by starting him in the big leagues?
It's not something that's going to sway me one way or the other. I want the best person there at that position March 30th.
All right, so who's going to make this decision, Hal?
Well, also, you know, Kevin Reese, our head of player development, I mean, you know, they're the ones that have been following him throughout his journey through the minor leagues. And based on what they saw last year, is he ready for New York? I mean, they're going to be a part of that conversation, too. So it's going to be what he's accomplishing out here, which is great things. It's going to be a lot of people's opinions.
Well, there you have it. He has played very well down in spring training. So it's going to be interesting to see if he does, in fact, make it. He's had a much better spring offensively than Peraza, much better spring offensively than Isaiah Kanafalefa. Now, when I was down there, the thought process was he could play second base right now. Peraza has a better arm than Volpe, but Volpe gets rid of the ball quickly. One quick thing about the questioning of the arm, Derek Jeter didn't have a great arm. Didn't have the greatest arm in the world, but he got rid of the ball quickly and got the ball over. And I've told you this before, at the beginning of this spring, because he wasn't on the 40-man roster, I didn't think there was a chance he was going to make the team. But the 5 days that I was down in Tampa, I got the distinct impression there is a chance. I'm not saying that he will, but the door is open. They are amenable to putting him on the 40, and at 21 years old, having him start the season with the Yankees.
You got to be careful because there's a tremendous amount of pressure on this kid. Not just because it's shortstop of the New York Yankees, but all the players they didn't get because of him.
Yep.
We've been hearing about Volpe, Peter, for what? A couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to give up Volpe for this pitcher. Don't want to give up Volpe for that pitcher. Don't want to give up Volpe. Don't want to get this, you know, free agent shortstop because we don't want to landlock Volpe. Well, now he's going to have a chance. So whether it's, you know, in the spring, whether it's in the middle of the year or it's next year, he is going to feel a tremendous amount of pressure. Now, he's a local kid, so he kind of knows the area. But it's a different animal once you get here, and hopefully he'll be able to handle all of that.
That's Diamond Notes brought to you by London Jewelers, the engagement experts. Visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the newest location at the mall at Short Hills. Now, you know the Masters, right? Which, you know, tradition unlike any
right.
other.
I'm good, but I know it.
Scottie Scheffler
I will watch every
won last year. And you get to choose the menu for the big dinner.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I think that's wonderful. You can imagine what I'd have, but it's almost, I would choose what Scottie Scheffler has. He said he would serve steak and sliders with family-style side dishes. He said he isn't big on fish, but he would serve a Texas redfish for those who don't like red meat, and for dessert, chocolate chip cookies and ice cream. Screams out to me, simple man, good man. Person I'd want to hang out with.
Some would use the term simpleton.
Really? What would you serve, Skippy?
I'd probably have a seafood tower of some sort. Maybe a caviar station for the classy people there.
Wow.
Then sushi. No, I don't know. I'd probably go simple, too. That's me, too. By the way, one option that no one wanted for the Jets anyway, off the table should things fall apart.
What happened?
Jacoby Brissett to the Commanders.
So Brissett's out.
Brissett's out.
Mayfield's out.
Where'd Mayfield go again?
Mayfield went to
Tampa.
To Tampa.
Oh.
And now all you've got is trades. If you lose out on Rodgers, you've got to make a trade for Stafford, or you have to make a trade
for
Lamar Jackson.
So Baker going to start? He'll start in Tampa?
He's got a chance.
You're getting one more shot, huh?
Why not?
One more kick at the can.
Why not?
Why not?
I've got to tell everybody, I think you know this, Gordon Damer is a good hang, by the way. We'll be broadcasting live from the Sportsbook at Mohegan Sun Casino. That's on Saturday, April 1st, starting at 3 p.m. Did you just call for a drop on that?
No.
Yeah, I think you did.
I didn't.
Stay
tuned
to learn how you can score an overnight stay plus a $200 food and beverage credit. It's presented by MohegansunCasino.com. Play your favorite casino games in the palm of your hand anywhere in Connecticut. You must be 21 or older to participate. Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. The big story today, let's get right to it, is that Aaron Rodgers was on with Pat McAfee and said, I want to be a Jet. And the only thing that's holding it up now is the Green Bay Packers and their negotiations with the Jets, intimating that the Packers are asking for more than the Jets want to give. Now, you can sit back and do the math and try to figure out who has more leverage. I think the Jets do. Now, they desperately need Aaron Rodgers. There's no denying that. I don't think they would deny it either. But, what are the Packers going to do? They owe him that money. They owe him that money. They want Jordan Love's clock to start, and they want him to play. So, if he says, I'm going to play, that means they got to pay him a $60 million to sit on the bench, or they've got to start him after they told him they didn't want him, and then another year of Jordan Love on the bench. So I don't think they want that. That's a bad scenario for them. I think they've got to make a deal with the Jets.
Yeah, and also, if this was, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, I guess the Packers' leverage could have been, well, listen, we've changed our mind. We would trade him to the NFC. But looks like the Buccaneers have a guy. Looks like the Panthers have their guy. Saints already picked up Carr. Is there another team that the Packers could say, okay, we'll just trade him to another team? But would Rodgers want to play there?
The Vikings?
I don't think the Packers have much leverage. Because even though the Jets desperately want Rodgers, could they easily pivot to Lamar Jackson? Now, I don't know if they want to, but could they sell the Packers on, listen, I don't like what you're asking for here. We're just going to call Baltimore. We're going to give them two first-round picks, and we're going to deal with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but the problem is that Baltimore could say we match, and they keep Lamar. So there's no guarantee you get him.
But the idea, Michael, is would the Packers buy it?
Right.
Because the Jets are desperate to have Rodgers, too. So neither has a ton of leverage, but I still think the Jets have more.
I do, too. 1-800-919-3776. Matt in D.C. Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on, Matt?
Good. Love you guys. Listening to you in D.C. right now.
Thanks.
So I got an interesting question based on kind of some of the critics. So you got Rodgers, who's played the entirety of his career in one of the most supportive and athlete-friendly media fan markets in sports. How do you think he's going to handle coming to, like, arguably the most critical media and fan market there is, you know, and the first time he throws a pick, he gets more criticism and gets lit up more than he has, you know, over the entirety of his career in Wisconsin?
Well, I think it's a legitimate question, but I believe it comes down to this. If he plays like he played when he won two MVPs, he'll be fine. There's not going to be right. that much criticism. Even a guy who's not like Aaron Rodgers, who doesn't seem like he's sensitive, although he claims he's not, if you play poorly, you're going to get booed, and New York is a tough place to play. So I think the Jets are betting on the fact, and we're kind of betting on it as well, Aaron Rodgers is going to be fine. And if Aaron Rodgers has an Aaron Rodgers year, you know what happens? He's not going to be touched.
Right. I don't know how he can handle it. It does sound like he does have rabbit ears. He pays attention to the criticism, or at least he keeps score. How much it bothers him or not, I don't know, but he definitely pays attention to every slight, every criticism. But do we have any evidence that it bothers him? I mean, guy's played in a Super Bowl, all right? He's played for a high-profile team. I know Wisconsin is a small market, but there are Packer fans everywhere. So I would lean on the side. I think he'd be able to handle himself okay.
Let's go to Kelvin in Colonia. Kelvin.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, guys. I wanted to go back to the question you posed, Michael, with the first "Would you?" About the $1 billion.
Yeah.
Now, let's say you do agree to that. Would you own a sports team? And would you be okay with being known as the person that is a sports owner because of their wife?
Well, that, $1 billion? First of all, I don't think $1 million is going to get you a real good sports team right now. I mean, it might get you
a billion.
Yeah. Was it a billion?
It was a billion.
No, I don't think $1 billion is going to get you a
sports
team.
You could lead the group.
Yeah, you would get a group of people together.
Yeah, you could do that. No, I don't think I would go that route. And I wouldn't care if people said, oh, he got $1 billion because he let his wife, you know.
Right. And you know what you'd say?
What's that?
I don't let my wife do anything. My wife does what she wants to do.
Right. She was in on this.
She was in on it. She wanted to do it. I'm just an open-minded dude, man. Afterwards, I found out I got $1 billion. I was like, oh, that's cool.
I am sure every billionaire got their million screwing somebody down the road somewhere.
Oh, my.
You know what? He's not wrong.
Well, no, not everyone, because some were born into it. They didn't get their billion by...
Well, if somebody in the family, I'm just saying that at some point, whether it's a business deal or whatever, something might have happened that doesn't give you the greatest reputation.
Who do you think is the most likely billionaire to be an authentically like great person through and through, probably never did anything wrong, they just straight up made a bill?
I think Warren Buffett.
Really?
Yeah. He seems like a great guy. Yeah. He eats a Dairy Queen every day, and he doesn't spend his money. He doesn't seem like he flaunts his money. He has the same car he's had for a long time. I can't picture
that's
him.
You know why?
Why?
That's because he's such a bad guy who's done so many unscrupulous things. He's got to stay off the radar. So,
I don't believe that about Warren.
You know, your first name basis?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Let's go to Ethan in New Jersey. Ethan.
Hey fellas, how you doing today?
Good, you?
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Real quick before I get to my point, I just want to say yesterday I called probably just under 40 times, literally, and every time it's a busy signal. So for those people who get through and are clowns and trolls, just do everyone a favor. Don't call and waste everyone's time, because some people really want to call and have real points. Anyway,
okay.
So... everyone's saying it's not worth it for us to get Rodgers. Huge Jet fan. Very happy we have Rodgers. And the excuse is, oh, it's a gauntlet. You got the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Bengals. Well, about 12 years ago, we went through a pretty tough gauntlet with Mark Sanchez in Brady, Manning, and Big Ben. And we nearly got through all of them. We got through two of three. So I just think that's a really terrible argument. And I think Don's right. Fans who don't want him, they just want to be miserable. They don't want to see any potential of success because they don't want to have that same old Jet mantra. But if you're not excited about this, get lost. This is a
there
great
you go.
Day.
Good man.
I like it.
And you know what? It is going to be a gauntlet. But I somebody yesterday with a phone call really convinced me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so if it's a gauntlet with him and you don't think they're going to get it done, well, who would you bring in that would get it done? Either the Jets are a complete team or not. Now, I think he's going to get the most out of them, but does it mean that he could get past Mahomes or Burrow or Allen? I don't know. But is there a quarterback out there that would get you by them? No. I guess if it was Patrick Mahomes, but he's not going anywhere. Now, this is an interesting tweet from Andrew Brandt. He used to be, I believe, the president of the Packers.
You don't know.
And... he puts the leverage on the Packers side now rather than the Jets.
Okay.
Listen to what he said. He said, Aaron Rodgers on his way out of Green Bay just helped the Packers franchise immensely. The Jets fan base is now at a fevered pitch just waiting for management to do this deal. Mm. Packers have no timetable, no need to hurry, can just wait for the Jets to cave to their price. And then Rich Samini, who we all respect and love, he tweeted out, Rodgers unwittingly puts pressure on the Jets by verbally committing to them. Now it's on Joe Douglas to get a deal done.
That is a very good point.
I don't know, though.
What do you mean?
Because Lamar Jackson is still there.
Well, that Lamar
wouldn't
is
that
the...
appease the Jet fan base?
But that's not a slam dunk, though. They might not get him.
Well, if we find out, I understand that, but like, let's say it gets out. Because right now, I think you would agree the majority of the Jet fan base wants Aaron Rodgers. What if I were to tell you they got to give up the first round pick this year and next year? You think some of those fans would be like, whoa, wait a minute. That's a lot to give up.
Right.
So you lose a few there. So you do gain a little leverage in the sense of, well, the fan base is going to understand if the asking price is ridiculous. And if you can pivot and try to get Lamar Jackson, I mean, would the Jets look bad if the asking price from the Packers is just ridiculous? Or do you think the Jet fan base is like, I don't care, give them whatever they want, we need Aaron Rodgers? I don't think that's the case.
No, I don't think it's the case, but you do have to have a legitimate alternative. I don't know if they do. I don't know if Lamar is a legitimate alternative, because whatever offer you make, and it seems like no team wants to give a guy who's won an MVP all guaranteed money, I don't know if the Jets do it, the Ravens will say, okay, we match. You know, that takes them off the hook. It wouldn't only be Cleveland that would give guaranteed money. They're going to give it then too, because they just want to keep their quarterback. So it's not that. I guess the one thing that you could do is force the Rams to trade to Stafford. Is that really the way you want to go? Let's go to Chris in Rockland. Chris.
Hey, Mike, long-time listener to the show. I want to know if Aaron Rodgers comes to New York, do they let him wear Joe Namath's number 12? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Chris. Well, yeah. Joe Namath has said that he would allow it. I hope he doesn't. I hope he doesn't accept the offer.
I don't think he would. And it would bother me as an old-school football fan. But, Michael, do you really think the fan base would get that crazy?
No.
I mean, let's face it. We all love Joe.
Love him.
But what percentage are we working at that never saw Joe Namath play?
High.
All right, what, 75%? 70% least of the fan base? So they might be upset about it for a little bit, but hey, it's a different era. I don't know. I mean, it would bother me. It'd be nozzly for Rodgers to do it. I don't think he would do it. But what are you going to do, not root for him? You hate him? Or just say, all right, listen, it's a different era. It was 50 years ago. Rodgers is going to be the greatest quarterback in franchise history if he wants to wear number 12 for a couple of years. And then when the dust settles, you know, who's the better number 12? If he wins a couple of Super Bowls, believe me, there's a lot of young fans that be like, all right, I'm ready to move on from Joe.
Constantine in Centerpoint. Constantine.
How you guys doing? Thank you for taking the call.
You got it.
Always.
So I've been listening to you guys for the last couple of weeks, and you guys keep using that term nozzle referred to Aaron Rodgers. And
it's affectionate.
I'm 43 years old. I have young nephews and cousins, and I've talked to everyone I know, and nobody can give me an exact definition of this word nozzle. So I'm just curious, how are you using that term, and what am I expect to feel when I hear that term nozzle?
Well, it's a term that we invented, and it's a euphemism that we use for somebody that is a little on the jerky side. That's all there is to it. I mean, there's nothing deeper than that. That's it. You won't get it right in any urban dictionary. Nobody's going to know other than people that listen to the show.
Do you want
to? If you're a nozzle, you're probably somebody who's a little bit.
You're being that guy.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to explain any further.
No, we don't need to.
No. I'll say this. It's actually a term that is our version of another term that we can't use on a Disney
property. Can I use the brand name, though?
No.
Of the object?
Let's not.
Yeah, you probably should.
Let's not.
Well, trying to.
Yeah, I know. You're trying to be helpful. That's how you are.
What I'm trying to cleanse everybody's palate. I'm just trying to.
Well, cleansing is a way.
There's
to
a way you could say it, though. It's a remix of an item that's often attached to a bag.
Right.
How about that? That was well done.
Let's go to Mike in Bridgewater. Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Mike. Doing well.
We had some nice salad today. It's a nice vinegar on it, too.
Go ahead, Mike.
Just wanted to just follow up on Michael's point just about the leverage that the Packers have. I completely agree. I really don't think they have any leverage at all. I mean, worst case scenario for them is they don't take the Jets asking price, and they got to pay a guy who doesn't want to be there $60 million, and they probably got to move on from Jordan at that point, too.
But, Mike, they got to pay a guy that they don't want there. They have said it publicly,
so that's why
I think they lost their leverage when Mark Murphy opened his mouth.
No, I completely agree, and I think like what the original asking price was like was a second this year and then a second next year. That's conditional for a first, but outside of that, I just don't see the Jets giving up much more than that.
You know, it's going to be a big time game of chicken, and I guess the closer you get to camp opening, maybe the leverage does swing to the Packers where they just swallow hard and they say, okay, Rodgers is back, but we're not giving him the Jets for nothing. And the Jets have to get a quarterback. They can't go into the season with Zach Wilson.
All right, so we assume this is all going to go past St. Patrick's Day, which will lessen the cap hit.
Well, I think St. Patrick's Day lessens the cap hit.
Right.
It could happen by Friday.
So, but what is the lesson the cap hit to?
I think right now the cap hit, if they traded him right now, would be almost a full number. Then it would go down to, then it would go down to, like, I believe maybe 15 or 16.
Okay.
So that's a big, it's a big jump.
Right.
And then if you wait till June, then it goes way down. Way, way
but
down.
Nobody wants to wait till June.
Right. Because
then you're past OTAs and, God, you're almost at the doorstep of training camp at that point.
Yeah. But, I mean, if the Packers want the best thing for them, they wait till June. Because then you alleviate most of the cap hit. Right now, if they did a deal right now, that's why it's kind of unfair what Roger said. It would be the most cap hit you could have. Friday is a big deal for the cap. It goes down a lot. Something that they could certainly deal with. Hey, it's time for Inside the Numbers, brought to you by Eisner Amper. There were 8 games in the NBA on Tuesday. All 8 games were decided by 12 or more points. This is the second day in NBA history to feature 8 or more games, and every single game was decided by at least 12 points. The other instance came on April 10th of 1996, when there were also 8 games. That's Inside the Numbers, brought to you by Eisner Amper, a leading business advisory firm helping clients transform their companies, build capital, innovate processes, and mitigate risks. Make Eisner Amper part of your solution. Learn more at EisnerAmper.com/solution. Obviously, we're talking a lot about Rodgers.
Yeah.
He says he wants to go to the Jets.
You're talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah.
A-Rod, as you like to call him.
A-Rod.
You don't like A-Rod.
It's not A-Rod.
Because actor. Who's A-Rod?
Alex Rodriguez.
Right. They just put out the April schedule for K-Rod today.
I saw that.
Give it to me.
First one is the April 3rd.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's the day after WrestleMania.
So you'll be all in, right?
Unfortunately.
A lot of travel.
Well,
it's in L.A., right?
Yeah. You know what? I'll be on a flight on my way home during that game, but don't you worry. JetBlue, Don. I'll have the cable on.
There you go.
I'll be watching.
April 2nd is the day.
Oh,
it's a Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm 1,000% well, out.
When do you think?
Not a sniff.
When do you believe?
Sunday Night Baseball?
Right.
It's on the Sunday.
Phillies
sure.
At the Texas Rangers. Then April 16th, Rangers at the Astros. Big Texas heavy. And then the World Series rematch, Phillies and Astros on April 30th.
All right, so 3 in the first month.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you're going to be going right up against Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes on Sunday.
We're
that's
fine.
That's
we're,
tough.
We're good with that.
All right, you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Who's your game again?
I just told you.
Philly and some other jabroni?
Yeah.
Well, the rematch of the World Series, so Philly's Astros.
No, that's the third game.
Oh, I don't know.
Philly's Rangers?
You know
no,
what?
It was Rangers Astros.
I just told you. What is wrong with you?
He's a Charger now.
Wait. First game is Phillies at Rangers. Second game is Rangers at Astros. Third game is Phillies at Astros. That's the World Series
rematch. Yeah, but we don't care about the games. We care about you and Alex.
That's right.
Right.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Well, I was watching Pat McAfee.
Mm-hmm. What a tank top.
It's a great tank top. I think I'm going to go
to that. That's your new look?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
And then Roger said, I want to be a Jet. I said to myself, this is the end of Mike Greenberg's long national nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen pictures. His wife, Stacy, who is really the better of the two,
mm-hmm.
she tweeted out how he's been anguished by this, and so now he can take a deep breath, and we said, let's really exploit his feelings by having him on the show.
I love it.
Mike, how you feeling? How did you feel when he said, I want to be a Jet?
Gentlemen, it was like a surreal moment, because anyone who was listening to the show who is a lifelong Jet fan knows that this is just not the kind of thing that happens to us. The fact that Aaron Rodgers has decided that what he wants to do, of all the things that he could do in his life right now, as a man with $300 million, is as much as he is coming to make sure he still gets paid the $60 million he's going to make for playing this year, he has also decided, looking at the landscape of the league, and it sort of confirms what a lot of us hopefully believe, he has looked at the Jets roster and said, I can go there and win. And I think he knows more about that than most other people do. But here's what I'll say more than anything, guys. I'm really, really, really happy that this has happened, because the Jets could have gone after Derek Carr or Jimmy Garoppolo, and I think there was an excellent chance they could have gone 10-7 this coming year and made the playoffs. But then you know what happens? You wind up in Kansas City or Cincinnati in January, and you're staring at Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow, and you need to play a perfect game. You need to be Don Larson and pitch a perfect game to have a chance to beat them, unless you have someone who can look them square in the eye. And now we have a guy, or we're going to have a guy, who, when he walks on that field, believes he's the best quarterback in the stadium, and his team believes he's the best quarterback in the stadium, and on the right day, he's actually right. So could this wind up being a colossal mess and go terribly badly? Absolutely. But everything in life comes with some degree of risk. I'd rather take the risk on the one where the upside is something that no Jet fan has seen in more than half a century.
Now, we were debating back and forth who has leverage in the negotiations, the Packers or the Jets. And some people believe it's the Packers because the Jets have to have Rodgers at this point. And Rodgers didn't do them any favors by saying, I want to be a Jet. But as a Jet fan, Mike, what would be the compensation where you'd say, no, that's too much. We can't make that deal. Is there a package that would make you say that?
I mean, realistically, probably not. I have quoted you guys a few times on my show in the last couple of weeks, going all the way back to the last time we were making a playoff run, and you guys were doing the pregame shows, you'll recall, here leading into the Jet playoff games, and you asked me about the pinky toe, and was this a pinky toe game? And, I mean, I think there are any number of appendages that I would be willing to part with in order to see to it that this happens. So the compensation could go well beyond the draft and anything that the Jets have to give up. I'm willing to chip in any way I can. Realistically, look, from what I hear, And I'm not an insider. I'm just one who talks to a lot of them. Most of the conversation, most of the people I've talked to believe that the conversation does not even include the 13th pick in the draft. I don't think the Jets are going to wind up sending this year's number one to Green Bay. Now that could, of course, change, but that's what I've been led to believe. I don't think that they would have to go anywhere near what teams had to do to get Matthew Stafford, for example, because in the case of Stafford, the Rams were also taking or asking the Lions to take on Jared Goff's contract, and Matthew Stafford is not 39 years old. So I don't think that the compensation is going to wind up being unreasonable. I could be disappointed and be wrong, but I think when push comes to shove, I don't think the Jets will give up their first-round pick this year, which is good, because what they need now desperately is offensive line help, and there are a ton of good linemen who will start going off the board right around 10 or 11. So 13 is a really nice spot to get exactly what I believe the Jets need in the draft.
Would you... I was saying earlier, and obviously, Greeny, I'm not a Jets fan, but for me, this has been such an anticlimactic transaction in a lot of ways. You are the ultimate Jets fan. Do you get any sense of that, or is every little piece of it, even as it's trickling out day by day, incredibly thrilling for you?
What do you even mean by that? This has been the most exciting roller coaster of a week that I can remember having in a very long time. And when he said the words today on Pat McAfee, I decided I wanted to play for the Jets. In the annals of my life, I would put that moment there, like
with your wife saying yes,
behind the birth. I would say no. Here's where I'd put it. It's directly behind the birth of one of my children.
Wow.
And directly ahead of the other.
Wow.
And directly ahead of the other one. It's right in the middle there.
Can you recall any other major player transaction in pro sports that sort of played out in this painstaking way, though?
I'm sure that we have seen that. Look, I mean, these NBA stars frequently inform teams that they're going to leave, and you know, you go through forever with that. I mean, the whole thing with Kyrie and the Nets and James Harden, and I feel like this kind of thing happens in the NBA a lot, or something somewhat akin to this. You know, I mean, yes, we've been speculating about this as a possibility now for months, but the reality is this thing didn't really heat up until last Tuesday. The moment that it became real for me was when Woody got on the jet. A billionaire does not fly across the country because he doesn't have anything better to do. So the minute that I heard that Woody was on the plane going out there, I thought for the first time, wow, this really could happen. And the last piece of it was Rodgers wanting it to. It was the Jets convincing him that this was the place that he could actually elevate his legacy, which I think he can. Look, Rodgers is an all-time great. He is a first-ballot Hall of Famer no matter what happens. There's literally nothing that could happen that could change that. But his legacy can be elevated by coming to New York and taking a team in this market, but in any market, I think, a team that hasn't been to the Super Bowl in over 50 years and winning a championship. I do think that would make a difference for a player like him in the way he is historically perceived, and I think that matters to him. So the fact that he chose to do this, I think, is very encouraging. And to go back to your question, Peter, I think it's only been like maybe, 8 days that I felt this thing really became real. And so that doesn't feel like that long to me.
Now, as a seasoned broadcaster, you're going to be very impressed by this.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a promo for your book in and a question about Rodgers. So your book is coming out. Get your number, The Greatest Sports Legends and the Numbers They Own. You did this book with Hembo, and it looks like it's great.
Yeah.
Numbers that are identified to a certain person. And I'm sorry, what? Joe Namath is number 12. Now, Namath has graciously said he would give up that number. Would you be upset if Rodgers takes him up on that and wears 12?
No, and first of all, in the book, Brady is 12. But Rodgers was actually was one of the reasons that we got the idea to do it, which we can talk about another time. No,
but for the Jets, Joe Namath is 12.
For sure. And it'll end that way. And look, when Aaron Rodgers goes in the Hall of Fame someday, he'll be a Packer. I don't delude myself of anything different from that. He will forever be remembered as a Green Bay Packer in the same way that Brady will forever be a New England Patriot. But that doesn't mean that the folks in Tampa didn't enjoy the hell out of seeing him win them a championship. And that's what I'm hoping Rodgers will do. And if Rodgers, I saw that Joe said that he's fine.
Yep.
And assuming that is the case, then I have no problem with it. If Joe had felt some kind of way about it, then that would be different because it is Joe's number and he must never be disrespected. But on some level, I could see a way of looking at this that, you know, Rodgers is sort of paying tribute to the greatness of Namath and the legend and the myth of Namath. So no, because Namath is fine with it, I don't have any problem with it at all.
Now, we have taken a ton of phone calls from people over the last couple of weeks that seem to be afraid
of Aaron Rodgers. He's too much of a nozzle. He's not going to be worth it. Trying to find negatives. See if you agree with me, Greeny, because you've been around them longer than I have, is that I think these are people that are just afraid to dream. Because it's one thing, you're jumping off the second floor if you fail with Carr. You're jumping off the Empire State Building if you fail with Rodgers. And it's just a fear of, I don't know if I can handle myself a Super Bowl or bust. I think these people just need to be like sit down on a couch and explain themselves, because I don't think there's anything negative about it other than the fact that you're afraid to dream because you've been damaged for so long by this franchise.
Yes, I enjoyed your rant about this the other day. And here's what I will say. I understand the trepidation. There were a lot of safer ways to go. But that was the point I was trying to make at the beginning, which is, if everything you do, anything you do, comes with some degree of risk. Look, when you draft a quarterback, as Jet fans know better than anybody, it's a risky proposition. It's less than 50-50 that these guys turn out to be great. And in the Jets' case, we have swung and missed mightily twice in the last, whatever it is, 5 or 6 years with Darnold and Zach. And so if you had tried with Carr, if you had tried with Garoppolo, I think the ceiling was 10-7. I think that the floor was higher, but the ceiling was much lower. And I would much rather, to use your phrase, dare to dream, because if this thing goes well, yes, if it goes south, there's probably a bigger potential downside. But if it goes as well as it could go, then I do not think it is overstating it. And Teddy Bruschi, of all people, said this on Get Up this morning to me. It is not unreasonable to say the Jets are a legitimate Super Bowl contender, if this thing goes right. And there was no other move they could have made here that you could have said that about.
All right, we have about 10 seconds, so I need you to just give me your first thought. If this falls through and they don't get him, what would you throw?
Good question.
What would I throw?
Yeah, how angry would you be?
Yes, I mean, myself into a brick wall. I think it's going to happen. I think the chances of it not happening. And look, I'm the most pessimistic person in the world. I think at this point it is almost unfathomable that it doesn't happen. It could take a little time, but I would be shocked. At this point, I can't even let my mind go there. I don't think there's any way in the world it doesn't ultimately happen.
Good stuff. I'm happy for you. I know this means a lot to you, and congratulations. And we'll talk to you when it's official.
Thank you, boys. Talk to you soon.
Later. That's Mike Greenberg. You could hear him from 10 to 12 every Monday through Friday right here on 98.7, of course, on Get Up and NBA Countdown. He's a busy young man.
Very busy. Very busy. Talented.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We want to send out some thanks to Wendy's. They provided all of us with a delicious lunch today before the show. And we are thrilled that Wendy's did that.
And you said something rather rude to me.
What was that?
I believe you asked if I had an advance tip on a famine.
Yeah.
He likes throwing that out.
You were throwing down food like it was the last day.
Well, what did you have, Don?
I had a hamburger. I had a chicken sandwich and some chili.
So you had two sandwiches.
All I had was a muffin for breakfast. I was hungry.
Right. I had literally eaten zero today. Zero. And a black coffee this morning and some water. And I had myself two burgers.
I'm a gentleman. I'm a growing boy.
Yeah.
What about you?
I had a chicken sandwich where I took the bun off because I didn't want to have carbs.
I had a burger
when I took the bun off, and I just ate the meat.
You know what I don't like about it?
What's that?
You're bastardizing the delicious Wendy's.
You know what I don't like.
But
Wendy's is great even without the bread. But you were shoveling down ointment and stuff like that. You loved it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. But if I'm having a burger, Don, I want ketchup. I like the mayo, onions, pickles.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
I know him well.
Patriots, 3 years, $33 million.
Wow. That's actually, you know.
Where?
Patriots. Oh. That's actually interesting for a couple reasons. Number one, when was the last time the Patriots had a semi-notable weapon?
Wow.
Number Randy? Two, what do you say?
Well, if you go to Edelman, or could be Randy Moss.
Has Mac Jones had like a big, he hasn't had a big, really great target yet.
And they lost Jacoby Myers. I don't think Juju's all that.
He's not all that. And the other interesting part is, personality-wise, him fitting in on a Belichick team. I mean, Juju, I was talking to a Steelers fan recently, a friend of mine, who said everyone in Pittsburgh was fine to let go of Juju. The people thought he was such a pain in the you-know-what. Mm. And isn't it funny about this, too? They had the biggest nozzle maybe in recent memory,
mm-hmm.
Antonio Brown, who did nothing wrong in Pittsburgh. His whole thing fell apart after he left Pittsburgh.
Right.
Juju was the one who annoyed them, not AB. It's kind of funny.
We want to welcome in. Yes, they just joined us.
Oh, hey, yes.
Shocking. How about this? The Phillies beat the Yankees 9-8.
And how long was that?
3 hours and 30 minutes. Oh. An old-time game.
All the way dating back to last
night. That young lady who called us a couple weeks ago, she could have taken a nap and woken up and heard Bob Lorenz and Jack Curry and Meredith Marakovich.
By the way, those days are still going to happen.
Sure.
Yeah. I think people are delusional if they think every game's going to be 2:30. You're going to have a day. It was 9-8.
Yeah.
It was a 3.5-hour game. That's for 9-8 in the olden time days. That might have been 4:20.
Yeah, you're right. Very quickly, Knicks recap.
Sure.
Brought you by Jack Pocket.
Big game.
Big win for them. They fell behind early, end of a road trip, and then they
salvaged
beat up
the road trip.
Yeah, they beat up on Portland, and remember, they did this where their arguable best player played one half of the four games, Jalen Brunson.
Correct.
So they lost the first two games. That gave them three losses in a row, and you started to get a little bit hyperventilating, where you go, oh, here we go again. But you know what? They came back with a big win against the Lakers, big win last night against Portland. Now they have a couple of days off, and they'll play Denver on Saturday afternoon at the Garden. It'll be a doubleheader at the Garden because the Rangers are playing at night.
Right, 8 o'clock. But, I'll be on the call for that.
Good performance, by the way, by Randall.
And?
By Quickly.
Keep going.
By Deuce McBride.
Mm-hmm.
Had the best game of his young career, 18 points.
Yeah, he shot 6 for 8 from the floor, 4 for 5 from 3.
Yeah, so that's a nice win for them.
And
the Nets lost, so now they take a full one-game lead in the loss column over the Nets for the number 5 spot. They're just 3 behind Cleveland.
That was a road trip salvaging couple of games for them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's be real, guys. They lose both of those games at the end against the Lakers, who, mind you, Lakers turned right back around and won again. Lakers have been putting together wins.
Yeah, I think they're a game under 500 now,
They're
firmly in the top 12.
There's a three-way tie at 8.
Right.
So they're right there, and they're playing decent ball right now. They're finally within one game of 500. Knicks get that win. We said the danger with the Portland Trailblazers is you never know what you get for Damian Lillard.
He had a big game.
Lillard scored 38. Yeah. They still held them off. They did it without Brunson. My biggest concern about the Knicks right now is Brunson.
Right. How's his foot?
Do we have any real update on where he is? Like,
no,
I don't like this day-to-day that's now turned into, like, what, 8-10 days?
No, it happens. But they were down 16, as Michael said early.
Again, not worth reference anymore. It means nothing. It's a layup. What you're trying to say is Portland scored first.
Right.
Because 16
It feels like that.
They actually scored. They were, I guess it was, 10-0, I think.
Oh, they really did?
Yeah.
Well, so ever since the NBA added the 25-foot basket like they had in Rock and Jock, it's just you're right back in
that would be something. That's all they would do is take that shot.
And you tell us about the Knicks salvaging a road trip. The Nets lost a chance to have an unbelievable road trip. They would have been 4-1 if they beat Oklahoma State yesterday, but instead they finished 3-2, which is a pretty good road trip.
Oklahoma City, not Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma City.
One's a pro team, one's a college team.
Right.
Right. We're not talking about, you know, Big Country Reeves here.
Well, look at you pulling that right out of your backside. That's the Knicks recap brought to you by Jackpocket. Powerball is $63 million. Mega Millions is $254 million. Play official state lottery games on your phone with Jackpocket. Download the Jackpocket app and get your first ticket free using code ESPN. You must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem wants help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for full terms of service.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.